Chapter 13. Thornton wins a bet.
That winter, another thing happens which makes Buck famous all over the Northland. John Thornton is at the El Dorado Saloon. The men there are boasting about their favourite dogs. They are trying to find a dog that is better than Buck, but Thornton always defends his dog. One man says that his dog can pull 220 kilos. Another man boasts that his dog can pull 270 kilos. A third man says that his dog can pull 320 kilos.
Poof, poof,
says John Thornton.
That's nothing. Buck can pull 450.
Oh, yeah,
says Matthewson, the man who says his dog can pull 320 kilos.
And can he pull that alone for 100 metres?
Sure he can,
replies Thornton proudly.
Well,
says Matthewson loudly. He wants everyone to hear him.
I have $1,000 here. I say that your dog can't pull 450 kilos.
He slams a sack of gold the size of a salami on the bar counter.
I have a sled outside with 20, 25 kilo sacks of flour loaded on it,
continues Matthewson.
Let's go and see.
No one speaks for a moment. Thornton feels a bit worried. He isn't really sure that Buck can pull this weight. 450 kilos. He knows that Buck is strong. But now he has to bet money on his hasty words. All the men are looking at Thornton, waiting for him to speak. He doesn't have $1,000, nor do Hans or Pete. He looks from face to face. He doesn't know what to say. Then he sees Jim O'Brien, his old friend.
Do you have $1,000?
He whispers to him.
Sure, my friend,
says O'Brien. He puts his sack of gold next to Matthewson's.
I don't know if Buck can do this, but I sure hope he can,
says O'Brien to Thornton. Everyone in the bar goes outside to watch Buck pull the sled. Other people come to watch too. There are several hundred people in the street. Many of them put bets on Buck. Some think he can pull the sled, others don't. The weather is very cold, about 60 degrees below zero. The sled's runners are frozen to the ground. Thornton breaks the runners free from the ice. He looks at the sled. He thinks to himself,
I don't think that Buck can do this.
Matthewson sees the situation is getting worse for Thornton.
I want to bet another $1,000,
he shouts defiantly. Thornton is very nervous, but he has a fighting spirit. He calls Hans and Pete to him. They have only $200 together, but they put the money next to Matthewson's. Buck is harnessed to the sled. He knows that he must do a great thing for his master. Everyone talks about how good Buck looks. His coat is shiny and healthy. His muscles are strong.
Get, sir! Get, sir!
Says one man.
I'll pay $800 for your dog.
Thornton shakes his head and walks to Buck's side. The crowd becomes silent. He talks to him quietly.
As you love me, Buck. As you love me,
he whispers. As Thornton gets to his feet, Buck grabs his mitten between his teeth, looks up into his eyes, and then slowly releases it. This is Buck's answer. He cannot speak, but he can still show his great love. Thornton steps back.
Now, Buck!
He shouts. Buck tightens the harness and swings to the right. The sled moves slightly. Buck swings to the left. The sled moves more. The men in the crowd hold their breath.
Now, mush!
Shouts Thornton. Buck throws all his weight forward. He uses all his strength to pull the sled. His chest is low over the ground. He begins to move the sled inch by inch. Soon the sled is moving faster. Then Buck is pulling it very slowly but smoothly. Thornton runs behind and encourages his dog. Buck pulls and pulls. The men cheer louder and louder. Soon the crowd shouts with happiness. Buck is past the 100-meter mark. The people in the crowd throw their hats and mittens into the air. Thornton falls on his knees beside Buck. He grabs his head and hugs him.
Get, sir! Get, sir!
Says the man.
I'll give you $1,000 for this dog!
Thornton rises to his feet. His eyes are wet with tears.
No, sir,
he says.
He's not for sale. He is my dog forever.
Buck looks at Thornton and bites his mitten again. They are best friends.